Hi, this is Dr. Ling dictating admit note. This is for psychiatric admit note at St. John Oakland Hospital. This is all done. You can take it. Oh, I don't have. Okay, you need a sticker here.
Stickers?
If
okay,
you have. Because without that, there are no numbers on here.
Okay, all right.
Caitlin, this is Caitlin. Okay, her medical record number 90117619. Date of birth is 41203. Date of service is 6-3-2024. Attending physician, Dr. Lingnutkar, identifying that this is 20-year-old African-American female who tried to commit suicide. Patient was brought in into the hospital. Patient just moved last month, a month before last, from her mom's house. She had a roommate, but something went wrong, and in January, make a correction. Last 4 or 5 months, she has, not 2 months, 6 months, she has moved from, make a correction. She has moved last year in month of September away from mother's home. She was on her own. She had a roommate and they were sharing a house, sharing an apartment. Patient was doing very well. She was working as a sitter at Providence Hospital, as well as she was working as a tattoo artist in a tattoo parlor. Between the two, she was making it very well. Everything was going along. Then she became pregnant, and she has to go through the abortion. After that, she was seven weeks pregnant, and she completed abortion. Her hormones started fluctuating. Patient at times became very, thank you. At times she was becoming very disturbed and disorganized. In that time, her roommate, she left, and then all the responsibility of the apartment started falling on her shoulder. She started feeling that she was drowning in the bills. Meanwhile, the boyfriend, who doesn't work, he was working as a caregiver. That did not work out, so he agreed for abortion, and they had gone through abortion. Patient felt that after her emotional things started kind of collapsing, patient was becoming very sad and hopeless, suicidal thoughts coming. She got a razor blade and wanted to cut her body, and then she called her mother. Mother called police, patient was brought in. Next paragraph, today patient is not suicidal. Patient feels that she needs help. She feels that she is drowning in the bills and maybe she cannot come out. Patient felt that she has talked with the OB to find out when her hormones will be back to normal. OB has said that it will take some time. Next paragraph, past psych history in male, past medical history, history of irritable bowel syndrome. Patient is on the prednisone at this time for that from the GI. Psychosocial history, born and brought up in Mission, intact family. Patient used to live with mother. There is another sister and a brother. A biological father is not in the picture. Next paragraph, patient had a boyfriend, which is mentioned above. She had recently gone through termination of pregnancy, which is mentioned above. There is no history of drug use. There is no history of... Yes. Patient was showing barbiturates, but those were related to her irritable bowel syndrome. She's not showing any weed or any illicit drug in the urine. Next paragraph, mental status examination. This is African-American female with multiple tattoos on the body, gave fair eye contact, speech is low, directed to exam, increased verbal productivity is reduced, denied suicidal onset ideation at this time, but feeling extremely sad. Verbal productivity is reduced, reaction is increased, oriented times. We could participate into formal status examination. Insight is limited, judgment is poor. Next paragraph, Columbia rating scale is utilized to evaluate her suicidality. We will discontinue suicide sitter. Patient was made aware that she is in a locked unit. Patient is aware. Patient feels that she works as a sitter for Providence Hospital, so she understands. She is made aware that she can sit at nurse's station. Patient agreed. She knows that every 15 minutes somebody is going to watch her. Patient feels comfortable at this time. Promise me she's not going to kill herself, even though she is feeling very sad. Next paragraph, at this time we'll discontinue her suicide sitter. Next paragraph, family history. There is a strong family history of substance use. There is a family history of irritable bowel syndrome from mother's side, family history of depression. Biological father was a substance abuser. He is not in the picture. Next paragraph, at this time, patient feels financially she is drowning, but mother promised to help her at this time. Next paragraph means hospital, delete that. Next paragraph, preliminary treatment plan. We'll admit patient into the inpatient unit. Patient agreed to become a voluntary patient. Pros and cons of the medication discuss. Patient is willing to take medication at this time. She wants help. Her family support is good. Her intelligence is average. We will start her on medication. Diagnosis, axis 1, major depression, recurrent, severe, with psychotic symptoms, with suicide ideation. Axis, rule out major depression, recurrent. Axis 2, defer. Axis 3, history of irritable bowel syndrome. Axis 4, severe. Axis 5 is 20. Next paragraph, at this time we will admit patient into the inpatient unit. Patient agreed to become a voluntary patient, signed the papers, understood side effects of medication. Patient is, we are going to ask gastroenterologist to take a look later on. At this time, Dr. Naomi is going to come in and take a look at her. Once she is stable, we'll send her outpatient. This is the end of dictation. Thank you very much.